Welcome to Thursday afternoon's late lunch on LMFM radio. I have a question for you. Do you dream? There are people dream a lot. There are others maybe rarely dream. Dreaming, what is it all about? I dream, yes I do, and I'm going to tell you about it in a few minutes. But do you dream or do you worry about the dream you have? Does it frighten you? Do your dreams make you happy? We're going to talk about dreams and dreaming for the next while. And if you've anything to say about your dreams, and as you listen to us, if you want to make a comment, do get in touch with us on the show. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. That's 086 1800 658. My next guest, I'm delighted she's joining me today because she knows about dreaming and she's been writing about it recently. And I say hello this afternoon to Monica Jackman. She's a counsellor accredited by the Irish Association of Counselling. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Hello, Jerry. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, dreaming. I have to ask you straight away. Why do we dream, Monica?
Right. Yeah, and you mentioned there the article in the Irish Times, and credit to Joanne Hunt, the journalist there, she wrote on that, and I spoke to her about it. Why do we dream? I suppose we dream because it's a normal part of our subconscious, dealing with things that we have dealt with during the day. It's just another thought process. We think in the day and we're conscious of our thoughts. In our sleep, we think and we work through things, but we're just not conscious of it. And some people believe that dreaming is dealing with the unfinished business of the day. And some people will say that we're learning, we're kind of laying down, cementing our memories of the things that happened the day before. So, you know, people say sleep on it. And really, you know, there's a lot happening when you do sleep on something. You can be going through it, but not in the normal way that you would think about something in the daytime, because there's no analytical process going on at the nighttime. And that's why people can wake up and say, I've had the strangest dream. It was all jumbled up, because that's how the brain works, you know, when we are asleep.
So really, our day and events in our life during our waking hours and consciousness are dealt with in the subconscious when we go to sleep.
That's right, exactly. That's right. And that's why, you know, some people will remember their dreams. And if you wake up in the middle of a dream, you will remember it. If you don't wake up in the middle of a dream, you might think that you didn't dream. But most people will actually have been dreaming and dealing with things, learning things that happened the day before, or in our life in the past, kind of maybe rehearsing things that happened before. And, you know, we don't use a lot of our subconscious brain, or we're not aware of it, but it is actually functioning, you know, while we're not listening to it in our sleep. So it is, there's a lot going on, you know, in the night.
And in that piece in the Irish Times you referred to there, you don't agree with a point of view that some people contend that certain dreams and images we get when we're asleep have a meaning.
Well, I suppose there is a meaning, and I suppose the dictionary, you know, that says if you dream about a black cat, then it means this and that. Particularly, I don't agree with that, because it might mean something different for somebody else. So from the point of view of the dictionary saying it has to be just this, I kind of think there's a lot more to it than that. So I think the dream and what's in it does have meaning. But for me as a counsellor, what means more really is what happens when you wake up, the emotion that's there when you wake up. If you wake up fearful, because one person might think of a black cat and wake up scared because they don't like black cats, and somebody else could love animals and they could wake up and think, oh, this is great, this is a sign that I should get a cat for myself. So it means different things for different people. So it's your own meaning really that you put in it, your own emotion when you wake up. From a counselling point of view, I'm not saying, you know, that those things, you know, don't work for other people, but just the way that I work with it as a counsellor, it would be really, what's the emotion when you wake up? What are you feeling, and what's going on in your life that could be connected to that?
And you say as well, just to build on that, right, because we often waken and then get up and get dressed and get on with our lives, or fall back to sleep. You say you should write your dreams down, especially those ones you're talking about there that concern you.
Yes. Yeah, if you're interested in your dreams, for some people, dreams, nightmares, you know, you could even have a nightmare and just, oh, that happened to me, and they're not too worried about it and they get on with their life. So it wouldn't be for everybody, but if you're a curious person about your dreams and you're wondering what they mean, then I would say keep a notepad by your bedside and then jot down the dream, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, even to do it in the dark, you know, just scribble something down that you might be able to read in the morning without putting on the light, or when you wake up in the morning, and then you have some information, because that will be gone quite quickly. You know, as you said, you get on with your life, that dream could be gone within a minute or less. So if you jot it down and you're curious, then, you know, you can examine it later and say, what was going on there? You could see if there's a pattern over a few nights or over a few weeks, if the same dream is coming back all of the time or if it's different. And then you have that information and then you can use it, or you can, if you were attending a counsellor, you could bring that information along to your session and discuss it with the counsellor and see what it means for you.
I'm laughing when you say write it down. I'd say they'll be taking the phones up now and opening the reminders and tapping it into the reminder in the middle of the night as they check everything else that's going on in the world. That's the way of the world today.
Yeah.
But besides that, come back to the point that you say there. If there's something concerning and your work as a professional counsellor, can you work with somebody and, you know, eradicate that from the dreams ultimately?
Well, I suppose I never would say eradicate completely, because you don't know, but certainly to try and reduce something, you know, can be quite comforting for somebody if something is really upsetting. Even a reduction of stress or worry about it can be quite good. So I suppose as a counsellor, I would never, you know, promise that to eradicate something completely. But sometimes it could, and it could be a case of just attributing a different meaning to it and saying, you know, I believe that dream meant, you know, that I was a bad person in my past, or that something bad is going to happen to me in the future. And by examining it and exploring it, and even by rewriting it, you can actually say, gosh, you know, it doesn't have to mean that for me any longer. And by rewriting it, you don't have to revisit, you know, something traumatic, but you can say, I keep having this dream all of the time. I was bullied in school and I keep remembering it. I can actually kind of rewrite that. I can look back at it, not change the past, not pretend it didn't happen, but I can say, gosh, actually, I didn't deserve that. That shouldn't have happened to me. I don't need to bring it into my adult life. If you're an adult, I can actually say that's in the past now and that won't happen again. So that can be quite comforting for somebody, and it could lead to a reduction of the dream. It might not happen again. It could actually eradicate it. Hopefully it would, you know, not come back in that distressing form. Mm. And that's something, you know, maybe to work with, you know, with somebody, with the counsellor or some a trusted professional,
yes,
you know, to do that.
So we have, as you said there, we can have happy dreams. I've had happy dreams myself and I've woken up very happy and embraced them for sure. But, you know, the classic, when I was younger, I used to have that classic one where you'd be falling. And I think lots of people experience that. You know, you're falling all of the time and you just can't save yourself. I used to dream that a lot when I was younger. Not anymore. But I'll tell you about a couple I've had recently, right, Monica? Just to show you how random this can be. I actually dreamt that where I live now, I love my house and I love where I live, but I lived in a couple of previous houses and one that hadn't great memories. Jesus, Monica, one night I woke and I thought I was back in the house and I woke up in a lather of sweat.
Right, oh dear.
I did, honestly. And another one, just another example of one.
Yeah.
I do a job here every day that I absolutely love and it's a gift to me from God, I have to say. But I worked previous jobs as well, and one of those jobs as well, another time, and this is, I'd say, in the last 6 months or so, unbelievable, and I'm out of it years, I woke up and thought I was back there again, and, you know, trapped more or less, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
Now, they're weird, aren't they?
Right, okay. So you were kind of trapped in both of them in a situation that you weren't very comfortable in,
correct,
and that, yeah. So I suppose just, you know, you could ask what significance does that have in my life, or is there anything else, you know, that could be associated with? And we won't try and do that on the radio, but, you know.
I'm very open, absolutely. Monica, I'm very open, you know. There's no, but no, I know what you're saying, go on.
Yeah, but it's just to look at the meaning and the feeling that came up there, and you said trapped and you know, and that. So I suppose it's to look at the meaning for yourself and think, you know, what could that be associated with, if anything, you know. And it could be something, you know, it might not be anything significant. It could be something that happened during the day. You could have heard something on the radio that reminded you of a previous house, that house where you lived, or something else. It can be a small trigger.
Yes.
And it might be a one-off. And it's kind of when people have dreams that are recurring and are very upsetting, if that was to be happening every night or every week for a couple of weeks, that you might say then, gosh, this is something that I need to explore a bit further and deal with that. But I mean, we all have strange dreams that happen, you know, every now and then, and they don't make sense, or maybe sometimes they do make sense.
Yes.
And it is sometimes to say, you know, what is the feeling? What is the emotion? Is it causing me trouble that I can't sleep properly, that I'm afraid to go to sleep? Sometimes people have dreams like, you know, if you had a dream like that and you said the next night, oh, I really don't want to go back there, I'm going to stay awake, or I'll make myself so tired that I will sleep. And it kind of, if it can interfere with your quality of life, then it can become a problem. If it's not interfering with your quality of life, if it's not hugely stressful, if you're still getting your 7 to 8 hours sleep, and it's not all broken sleep because of it, then it's okay. It's a normal part of life. It's a normal part of the sleep cycle. And it's just, if it's causing trouble, then it is kind of to say, well, it's interfering with my daytime. I'm so tired in the day. And that, then you might say, I might want to do something more about this.
Now, as I said, they were sort of a bit random, but they were in recent times. Our Louise, my producer, who you were talking to, we were just talking about this before we came down to studio, and she said to me, her recurring one, and she has it quite regular, is that she's arrived to sit her Leaving Cert exam, and she's not prepared. She's in a panic. What do you make of that type of, you know, dream?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's actually quite common. I have heard it only recently, a lady that was, you know, a mature lady, you know, having that dream. I think, you know, it can be quite traumatic. And I think that might, you know, it might be a memory of the stress of the time, you know, of that. And it could be a case that it was very stressful and it's still there. Mm. And it just might be good to, you know, before you go to bed, to kind of remind yourself it's not happening any longer. The Leaving Cert is behind me or us. And just to kind of, you know, kind of put in positive thoughts instead. Think about what happened afterwards.
Yes.
The result was good, you know, that to be happy with that, and to see it as an achievement, and to see it as the work and the effort that went into that was great, and that she got through it.
Oh, she flew it. By the way, I want to say that. She flew it. She has nothing to worry about at all. She's very intelligent altogether. Not at all. But, you know, it's interesting you say that you've heard of that before, and it can be quite common. But look, it really is then to say that dreaming is part of our makeup. It happens, and it can happen frequently or infrequently. Although some people maybe don't dream at all. What do be people like that?
Yeah. Well, I think most people do dream. Most people dream for about 25% of the night.
All right.
I suppose people who don't dream, I suppose people that maybe have some kind of, there might be a condition that is associated, psychological, psychiatric condition, maybe some type of medication or that. But most people do dream. Just because they don't remember it doesn't mean that they don't. And it's the REM sleep, you'll have heard of that, the rapid eye movement sleep. And that's when most of the dreaming happens, and you've got really relaxed muscles, and you know, the rapid eye movements could be happening underneath the closed lids. And the REM sleep provides energy to the brain and the body, and it supports the daytime, you know, for that you know, your brain really needs that sleep and it needs that rest. And then we have the delta sleep, which is the deeper sleep where the body gets its recovery and its repair and all of that. So, but most people do actually dream. And if you don't wake up during the dream, you might think, I don't dream. But most people do. It's part of the brain's, you know,
yes,
activity at night. So it would be unusual for people not to dream.
Yes. And the other thing is, and Louise just after mentioning to me, you know when you have a baby and you see a baby, I've seen this myself, and they're sleeping and they smile. Suddenly a smile comes on their face, or they, you know, they make little noises or that. I take it they're having their little dreams too, are they?
Absolutely, definitely. And I suppose it's not at the same mental level that you would have when your brain is developed later on. But absolutely, their brain is doing its job, you know, to kind of process the day and just probably emotions, and you know, babies can absorb atmospheres and emotions, even though, you know, from the day that they're born, you know, even though they don't know it on a mental level. So absolutely, that is absolutely happening. It's a normal part of the brain. And you know, dealing with the day.
Yes, with their little day or whatever it is. And you know, like in sleep, where you might have rapid physical movement, you move or you twist or you turn, maybe you jump, you know, that type of... Is that prompted by dreaming?
Well, that could be a lot of things.
Yes.
I mean, some people just are restless sleepers, but it could be something. But I suppose mostly within sleep, the body is relaxed, the muscles are relaxed, the breathing is slower, the blood pressure drops, and that. So mostly, you know, your repair is happening at night. So usually when people are sleeping, they will be mostly relaxed. And if there is a little jump like that, or you know, it could be something else, but it could be something that's happening in a dream, absolutely.
Yeah.
And people who have nightmares, you know, would have that, you know, they
yes.
would, you know, get that type of reaction. So you know, if there is something frightening happening in a dream, you know, that could certainly cause that.
But the message today is, it's perfectly natural. We need to do it to clear out whatever has happened the day or previous times in our lives, and unless it's causing you concern, it's a perfectly natural thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it is important to get sleep. The body needs that, you know, recovery and that. And, you know, people shouldn't be afraid of going to sleep because of dreams. It would, you know, because we do need that sleep and to function, and the brain is doing what it needs to do. And it's just to use the information that it's given you. If there is information there, to say, I can use this. If there's something happy there, to enjoy it. If there's something, you know, stressful, maybe to deal with it. So it's to use it to make changes in your life, or just ignore it if it's not bothering you, if you're happy as you are.
There you go. Anyway, you're great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to dream on.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Not at all. Take care,
Louise. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Monica Jackman there. And Monica is a counsellor accredited by the Irish Association. Thank you.